This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Arthur Miller's The Crucible, performed by the Repertory Theater of Lincoln Center. The parallel of McCarthyism and the Salem witch hunts of the late 1600s is the inspiration for Arthur Miller's The Crucible.
And I'd as lief you'd not be sending me to hell. I like not the sound of it, I tell you, I like not the sound of it. Now, believe me, Proctor, how heavy be the law, all its tonnage I do carry on my back tonight. I have a warrant for your wife.
No.
You said she were not charged.
I know nothing of it. When was she charged?
I'm giving 16 warrants tonight, sir. She's one.
Who charged her?
Why, Abigail Williams charged her.
On what proof? What proof?
Mr. Proctor, I've little time. The court bid me to search your house, but I like not to search a house. So if you'll just hand me any puppets that your wife may keep here.
Puppets?
Why, I never kept no puppets, not since I were a girl.
I spy a puppet, Goody Proctor.
Oh, why, that's Mary's.
Would you please to give it to
the
me?
The court discovered a text in puppets now?
Do you keep any others in this house?
No, not this one neither till tonight. What signifies a puppet?
Why, a puppet? Puppet may signify. Now, woman, will you please to come with me?
She will not. Fetch Mary here.
No, I'm forbidden to leave her from my sight.
You leave her out of sight and out of mind, mister! Fetch Mary, Elizabeth.
What signifies a puppet, Mr. Cheever? Why, they say it may signify that you... Why this?
What's there?
Why, it is a needle. Herrick! It is a needle.
What signifies a needle?
Why, this go hard with her, Proctor. This... I had my doubts, Proctor. I had my doubts, but here's calamity. You see it, sir? It is a needle.
Why? What meaning has it?
The girl, the Williams girl. Abigail Williams, sir. She sat to dinner tonight in Reverend Parris's house, and without word nor warning, she falls to the floor, like a struck beast, he says, and screamed a scream a bull would weep to hear. And he goes to save her, and stuck 2 inches in the flesh of her belly, he draw a needle out. And demanding of her how she come to be so stabbed, she testify it were your wife's familiar spirit. Push it in.
Well, she done it herself. I hope you'll not be taking this for proof, mister.
This hard proof. I find here a poppet Goody Proctor keeps. I have found it, sir. And in the belly of a poppet a needle is stuck. I tell you true, Proctor. I never warranted to see such proof of hell. And I bid you obstruct me not.
Yes, now, Mary, how did this poppet come into my house?
What puppet's that, sir?
This puppet.
Well, I think it's mine.
It is your puppet, isn't it?
It is, sir.
And how did it come into this house?
I made it in the court, sir, and give it to Goody Proctor tonight.
Now, sir, do you have it?
Mary Warren, a needle had been found inside this puppet.
Well, I meant no harm by it, sir.
You stuck it in yourself.
I believe I did, sir.
Well, what say you now?
Child, are you certain this be your natural memory? May it be, perhaps, that someone conjures you, even now, to say this.
Conjures me? Why, no, sir. I'm entirely myself, I think. Let you ask Susanna Walcott. She saw me throwing it in court. Ask Abby. Abby sat beside me when I made it.
Bid him out, Mr. Hale. Surely your mind is settled now. Bid him be gone.
That signifies the needle.
Mary, you charge a cold and cruel murder on Abigail.
Murder? I charge no
murder. Abigail was stabbed tonight. A needle was found stuck into her belly.
And she charges me?
Aye.
Why, the girl is murdered. She must be ripped out of the world.
You heard that, sir? Ripped out of the world. Herrick, you heard it.
Out of my house.
Proctor, you dare not touch
the out!
Man. Man, you've ripped the deputy governor's warrant.
Damn the deputy governor out of my house.
Now, Proctor, you're a broken minister.
Proctor, if she is innocent...
If she is innocent!
Why do you never wonder if Paris be innocent or Abigail? Is the accuser always holy now? Were they born this morning as clean as God's fingers? I'll tell you what's walking Salem. Vengeance is walking Salem. We are what we always were in Salem, only now the crazy little children are jangling the keys of the kingdom. And common vengeance writes the law. This warrant's vengeance. I must give my wife to vengeance.
I'll go, John.
You're not go.
I have 9 men outside. You cannot keep them. The law binds me, John. I cannot budge.
Will you see her taken?
Proctor, the court is just. You must...
Pontius Pilate. God will not let you wash your hands of this.
John, I think I must go with them.
Oh, good morning, Excellency. Thank you for coming. I beg your pardon waking you so early.
Good morning, Judge Hathorne.
The Reverend Hale have no right to...
You leave him alone with the prisoners?
What's his business here? Hear me, Excellency. It is a providence. Reverend Hale has returned to bring Rebecca Nurse to God.
He bid her confess?
Hear me. Rebecca had not given me a word this 3 months since she came, but now she sits with him and her sister and Martha Corey and two or three others. He plead with them, confess their crimes, and save their lives.
Why, this is indeed providence, and they soften. They soften.
Not yet. Not yet. So I thought to summon you, sir, that we might not think on... Well, I thought to offer up a question, sir, that...
Mr.
I hope
Ferris, be plain. What troubles you?
There is news that the court must reckon with. My niece, Abigail, I believe she has vanished.
Vanished?
I thought to inform you of it earlier in the week.
Why?
Sir.
How long has she been gone?
This be the third night. She told me she would spend a night with Mercy Lewis, and next day, when she does not return, I send to Mr. Lewis to inquire. Mercy told him that she would spend a night at my house.
They're both gone?
They are, sir.
Well, we must send a party for them. Where may they be?
Excellency, I believe they be aboard a ship. My daughter told me she heard them speaking of ships last week. And tonight I discover my strong box is broken into.
She have robbed you?
£31 is gone. I am penniless.
Mr. Paris, you are a brainless man.
Excellency, it profit nothing. You should blame me. I cannot think they would run off, except they fear to keep in Salem anymore. Mark you, sir, Abigail had close knowledge of the town. And since the news of Andover has...
Andover has been remedied. The court returns there Friday and will resume examination.
I'm sure of it, sir. But rumor here speak rebellion.
There is no rebellion in Andover.
I tell you what is spoken here, sir. Andover have thrown out the court, they say, and will have no part of witchcraft. There is a faction here that is feeding on that news. And I tell you true, sir, I fear there will be riot here.
Riot? Why, at every execution, I see naught but high satisfaction in the town.
Judge Hathorne, it were another sort that hang till now. Rebecca Nurse is no Bridget who lived 3 years with Bishop before they were married. John Proctor is no Isaac Ward who drank his family to ruin. I would to God it were not so, sir. But these people have great weight yet in the village. Let Rebecca Nurse stand upon the gibbet and offer up some righteous prayer. I fear she will wake a vengeance on you.
Excellency, she is condemned a witch.
I pray you, Judge Hathorne. How do you propose, then?
Excellency, I'd postpone...
There will be no postponement.
Now that Mr. Hale's returned, there is hope, I think. If he can bring one of these to God, that confession surely damns the others in the public eye, and none may doubt more that they are all linked to hell. But this way, still unconfessed and claiming innocence, doubts will multiply. Many honest people will weep for them, and our good purpose is lost in their tears.
Mr. Cheever, give me the list.
Excellency, it must not be forgotten. When I sent for the congregation for John Proctor's excommunication, hardly more than 30 people came to hear it. That speak of discontent.
There will be no postponement.
Excellency.
Now, mister, which of these, in your opinion, may be brought to God? I myself will strive with him till dawn.
There is not sufficient time
till dawn.
I shall
do my utmost. Which of them do you have hope for?
Excellency, a dagger.
What are you saying?
Today, when I opened up my door to leave my house, a dagger clattered to the ground. We dare not hang this sort. There is danger in it for me. I dare not go outside at night.
Reverend Hale, accept my congratulations. We are gladdened to find that you have returned to your good work.
You must pardon them. They will not budge.
You must understand me, sir. I cannot pardon these when 12 already are hanged for the same crime. It is not just.
Rebecca will not confess.
The sun will rise in a few moments. Excellency, I must have more time.
Now hear me, and beguile yourself no more. I will not receive a single plea for pardon or postponement. Them that will not confess will hang. 12 already are executed. The names of these 7 are given out, and the town expects to see them die this morning. Postponement now speaks of floundering on my part. While I speak God's law, I will not crack its voice with whimpering. And if retaliation is what you fear, you know this. I will hang 10,000 that dare to rise against the law. And an ocean of salt tears will not melt the resolution of these statutes. Now draw yourself up like men and help me, as you are bound by heaven to do.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kilohertz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.